My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Did I read this correctly? Jake Myers is a finalist for a Gold Glove?
You're damn right.
Good for that. Good for Jake. Good for Jake. God, who are the other finalists in center field? It's gotta be a who's who. No, man, I'm gonna give Jake. Listen, if you've listened to this, I'm not a Jake Myers guy. Me and Patrick Creighton go the opposite ways. Patrick Creighton is willing to down a hill of Jake Myers. I knew so when he wanted to compare Julio Rodriguez and Jake Myers. I knew he was willing to die on that hill.
Ron Hewley.
And I damn near respected it. Like, when he didn't flinch on Julio Rodriguez, I respected it. But congratulations to both of them. Congratulations to Jake and Patrick Creighton. Jake Myers.
Who, well done, boys.
Luckily, they do not look at throwing.
You're right. I'm sorry.
You're right.
Come on, man.
That was damn, man. It's Aaron Rodgers. I saw him on the screen. He makes me become a hater. I'm sorry. He does.
Which photo got you more excited? The Jerry Jones on Sunday or Aaron Rodgers last night?
It was Aaron, man.
Yeah?
Aaron, man. Jerry just had his 82nd birthday ruined. Yeah. I think that's why Jerry's in such a foul mood. Couldn't have the ladies he wanted. Couldn't do the drugs he wanted to do. I mean, that's probably what got Jerry ticked off. But Jake, I'm sorry. Jake, well deserved. Caught every single ball that was there for him to catch. Made a couple of plays. That one where he climbed the wall. he made some great. He's deserving of this. And I hope he wins. All right, I'm not going to lie. I hope Jake doesn't win because I'll never hear the end of it from Patrick. It is not because of Jake. If it wasn't for Patrick Creighton, I would be all right with it.
Ron Hewley.
No. He congratulations. Listen, Jake, if you watch, this was not in the cards for Jake. Like, they wished that Jake could be an elite defender. He worked himself to get to this point. And congratulations, it's paid off. Icing into the year, right, Tyler? I said, if Jake Myers, which I still think was nuts for them to put him in at the start of the season based off what happened the previous year. But I said, if Jake could do one thing well, he could just do one thing well, whether that is power, whether that is you know, base running, defense. If he could do one thing well in center field, that would be helpful. Well, clearly he did. He is a finalist for the Gold Glove in center field, which is one of those premium defensive positions in baseball. And congratulations to Jake. I'm not
going to be able to leave it at that.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it at that. Congratulations to Jake.
All right.
And Patrick.
I'm in between the two of you, I guess. I liked his defense more than it appears you did. I wouldn't compare him to Julio Rodriguez. I wouldn't go that far as a player. But I do think the defense is obviously what he brings to the table. That's why Dana Brown liked him. You know, said his defense was special before the start of the season. And I get the consideration. I get it's worthy. But I'll say this. The Gold Glove Awards in general are a little fugazi. I mean, there's plenty of examples. Rafael Palmeiro won the award when
Let's hear that. Little fugazi. Okay.
Yeah. There was the time Rafael Palmeiro won the award in 1999 right. for playing, I think it was 24 games at first base and DHing the rest of the season. So, you know, and that's just one of the examples. So, whenever you have the voting for these awards, and defense is hard to try to compare one guy to the other. We've gotten a little better nowadays with the analytics and the metrics these days to try to judge defense, but it's hard. So, congrats to Jake Meyers, but just in general, the pessimistic approach for me is this Gold Glove Awards, they're kind of, like I said, fugazi. I mean, it's hard to decipher who the best truly is at that position because there's not a lot of stats you can look at.
Let me ask you all this. And the people listening, you can jump in on this. He's won the Gold Glove. He had, for Jake, a career year offensively, and I'm not trying to be an ass when I say he did, right? He had a career year offensively for Jake. Do you think Jake should automatically be penciled in as the starting center fielder next year? Like you think that should be, they've got their center fielder in Jake Meyers?
No. I would say no.
Tyler, you can say it on the air. You don't have to shake it up. You can say
no. No, I do not believe that should be the case.
Yeah, I get the whole idea of you got to be strong up the middle, right? It was the old cliche, the catcher, shortstop, center fielder. I think it's a little antiquated. I mean, his OPS was well below average. He's a, you know, whatever, 219 hitter, whatever it is. I think you need more production from that position offensively to the defense is not enough for me. I would look to upgrade. If I go into the start of the season, that's my center fielder, I don't feel the worst about it, but yeah. I would try to upgrade.
But even on the roster, like, you know, I know what, like, Dubon, he is up for utility man again. He probably is going to win it again. He won it last year. He'll probably win it again. He's still on the roster. He's a much better offensive player, despite what crazy-ass Adam Spillane has to say about things. But it seems, though, what they did last year with no Gold Glove finalists of Jake, they put him right in as the starter. I'd imagine they would do it again, and I would imagine center field is probably not a spot Dana Brown and them will look to improve. Who knows? If they don't bring back Bregman, maybe that's a place where they spend money or something and have a better offensive center fielder and go in a different direction on third base. But I would imagine this is probably solidified Jake's spot as being the starting center fielder for the Houston Astros next year.
Probably. I mean, it vindicates, you know, Dana Brown and the whole thought process. This is what they expected from him with that defense. This is why they wanted him out there, because of that defense. And now you get this award, at least a finalist.
Finalist.
And, yeah.
It's not an award.
Yeah, not yet. I won't get ahead of myself. So, but, you get him on the list of the final three, and you think, like, oh, yeah, plan's working perfectly.
Jake has made some great catches, according to the text line. His arm is trash, though. Look, guys, let's not do that. I know I probably, as a leader, led you through a place of just taking Jake out by the knees. That's on me. Let's
hold on, Joe.
It's Ron. Let's be nice to Jake. Okay. Jake, great season. I don't think you should be the starter next year, but Jake, great season, man. And if he wins this damn award, I'll buy Patrick a bottle of whiskey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.